The government has announced a new recycling project to prevent 45,000 tonnes of carbon emissions by 2035. The initiative aims to have a single recycling service around the country and to eventually include food scrap collection. Reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi have the story.
New Zealand is one of the highest generators of waste per person in the world. Every year, each one of us produces about 750 kilos of it. But only one third of household waste is recycled or composted. Today, the government's announced plans for a standardised recycling service by 2027 to make it clear what can and can't be recycled.
By February 2024, these will be the only items acceptable in your recycling bin. Plastic bottles and containers labelled 1, 2 and 5, aluminium cans, paper and cardboard, and glass jars and bottles.
But with different councils having different rules, how well do Kiwis know what they can and can't recycle? We checked with some people in Auckland.
You can put papers, cardboards, envelopes when you take the plastic off the envelope.
Bottles.
Bottles have to have the lids on. Ice cream containers, stuff like that.
I think it's clear if you look inside before you throw in. That's what I do. I look inside, okay, because of my English. So, and if I see some similars, I put it in.
You can't put plastic in there, and you can't, ones with the marking on, and you can't put food in there.
In 2019, waste was responsible for 4% of our total carbon emissions, most from food waste rotting in landfills. But with food scrap bins rolled out nationwide by 2030, 45,000 tonnes of carbon emissions will be prevented. Auckland Council is already rolling out these bins to households this week, with collection beginning next month.
It's okay, but it's going to be a charge for that, I think, which some people might not like. I think that is quite good if you are going to put like egg things in tea bags and stuff like that that you might not put in the compost.
We got one in our village.
Yeah, and how's
that going? It's not all that much good, but it does get stuff put in it. Always put my scraps in the garden and dig it in. It used to be always very good.
General Manager of Waste Solutions at Auckland Council, Parul Sood, welcomes the government's new strategy. She says it's important for all councils to be on the same page when it comes to waste. But she says the council will be recycling less products in the future under the new guidelines.
Currently, accept all types of plastics. It's not just the ones, twos and fives. And we also accept Tetra Pak in the mix. So those two items would straight away be changed. It is also the way maybe the things are recycled, so I know we have lids on.
Around 16% of materials in recycling bins can't be recycled, which contaminates a bin and makes it unrecyclable. Parul says the new standardised recycling will hopefully make that clearer. In Auckland, there are many repeat offender items that turn up in the recycling, but should go straight to the rubbish bin.
Bagged rubbish, a definite no-no. We also get a lot of clothing, you know, textiles. So people, I don't know whether they think that can be recycled. The clothing is not something that we recycle in our recycling bins. The third one that we're getting is soft plastics, you know, your bread bags or chip bags.
Many hoping the waste strategy will be enough to tackle the country's growing waste problem in years to come.